Uyrayısa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, by the words Kasha Derbi Meir Ad Derbi Meir. So the Gemara started off a discussion on Chav Kim Amud Aleph. We mentioned the Braisa, which brings a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not a person is allowed to use an animal for the wall of his sukkah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person could use an animal for a wall. Let's say he has two walls, he ran out of material, he wants to use an animal for his third wall, he could go right ahead, nothing wrong. Rabbi Meir said that the person is not allowed to use an animal for a wall, but Rabbi Meir did not explain what the reason is. He just said that you're not allowed to use an animal for the wall of the sukkah. So the Gemara brought a machlokes amarayim as to Rabbi Meir's reason that a person is not allowed to use an animal for the wall of the sukkah. Rabbi Zeira said that the reason why he can't use an animal is because of a chashash, shema tivrach, maybe the animal is going to run away. A person may not realize he's not going to have a kosher sukkah. He'll be eating in there. He'll be sleeping in there. So therefore, Rabbi Meir said not to use an animal because of a gzeira shema tivrach. That was Rabbi Zeira. However, Abaye said that no, the reason is because shema tamos. That Rabbi Meir's reason is because maybe the animal is going to die. The animal will fall down. It will shrink. It won't be a ten tefach wall anymore. It will be a pasul wall. That says Abaye, that's the reason for Rabbi Meir. The reason why he said that a person cannot use the behemoth is because of a chashash, shema tamos, maybe the animal is going to die. So it comes out according to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person could use an animal for a wall, Rabbi Yehuda clearly is not chayish lemisa. He's not chayish that maybe the animal is going to die. And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Meir is chayish lemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lemisa. Now we ended off the previous year with the stira, because we mentioned a braisa, which seems to say the reverse, that it's Rabbi Yehuda that's chayish lemisa, and Rabbi Meir that's not chayish lemisa. The braisa was discussing a person who bought wine from a kusi, and it was too close to Shabbos, he didn't have time to take off trumas and maestras, so... And he needed the wine for Kiddush. He needed the wine for Avdala. So the Braisa gave an Eitzah, Rabbi Meir gave an Eitzah, that what he could do is he could designate some wine in the bottle as his Truma and Meiser. And even though he's not going to be able to be mafresh it now, it'll be somewhere inside this bottle. He could drink part of the bottle. Matzei Shabbos will take off the Trumas and Maestras, and that's called Breira. We could say that retroactively, the part of the wine that he designated as Truma and Maeser is the part that he's taking off now Matzei Shabbos. It's called Breira. We could say retroactively, that's the part that he considered Truma and Maeser. Even though it wasn't fully designated at the time when he was drinking from the bottle, we'll say retroactively. Effectively, every part of the wine, every ounce of wine that he drank was chulin wine, and the parts that he separated, Matzei Shabbos, that was the Truma and Maeser, and in this way, it's not considered like he's drinking tevel. That was Rabbi Meir's Eitzah. Rabbi Yehuda said, also Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, we're focusing on Rabbi Yehuda said that you can't do such an Eitzah. Now, the Gemara assumed that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said that you can't use this Eitzah is because of a chashash, maybe the bottle of wine will break before he gets the chance, Matzei Shabbos, to actually separate physically, to separate the Trumas and Maestras. Maybe the bottle will break. If the bottle will break, so it's going to come out l'mafreya, the hafrasha wasn't good, as we'll see in the Gemara soon, and it's going to come out that retroactively he was eating tevel the whole time. When he drank the wine for Kiddush, he was drinking tevel. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said not to use this Eitzah because of Chashash. Maybe the bottle of wine is going to break before he gets the chance to be mafresh the Trumas and Maestras. So seemingly over here, being Chashash for the bottle to break, that's like the same idea of being Chayish Lamisa. And you see that Rabbi Meir is not Chayish Lamisa. He is not Chayish that maybe the bottle is going to break. And it's Rabbi Yehuda that's Chayish Lamisa. So it's a stira. By using an animal for the wall of the sukkah, according to Abaye, it comes out that Rabbi Meir holds that we are Chayish Lamisa. You can't use an animal. Rabbi Yehuda says you could use an animal. He's not Chayish Lamisa. But then we have this braisa with this bottle of wine where it seems to be the opposite, that Rabbi Meir holds that you could do this Eitzah. He's not Chayish Lamisa. He's not Chayish that the bottle will break. And Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish Lamisa. He is Chayish that the bottle is going to break. So says the Gemara now, Kasha Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir. We have a Stira in Rabbi Meir. In Sukkah, it sounds like he is Chayesh L'Misa. By the wine, it sounds like he's not Chayesh L'Misa. So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Rabbi Meir. Meir will tell you, Misa Shchicha B'Kiyas Hanoid Lo Shchicha. No, you're making an assumption that we should compare Misa to the bottle breaking. It's not true. Misa is something that always happens every person one time in his lifetime. He dies. A bottle doesn't have to break. And therefore, it's more Misa, is more Shchiach than the bottle breaking. And therefore, I am Chayesh L'Misa. I'm not Chayesh that maybe the bottle is going to break. Why is, and the reason why it's not as common is because he says, after the master laid the shomer, you could give it over to a shomer. He'll watch it carefully, especially within the next 24 hours, to be chayshish that the bottle is going to break. That's not necessarily so common that the bottle is going to have to break before I get the chance to be mafresh or chumash and maizos. I'll give it over to someone who'll watch it very carefully. It won't break. And therefore, I'm not chayish that maybe the bottle is going to break. So it's not a stira in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir could tell you that he's chayish l'misa. That could happen. There's no way you could give a misa over to a shomer. There's no person in the world that could prevent a person from dying if it's his time to die. The bottle breaking, you could give it over to a shomer. He'll be careful that the bottle doesn't break. Says the Gemara, Kasha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, that we also have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah says that you could use a behema as a wall. Clearly, he's not chayish l'misa. But then by the wine case, he says that you can't use this eitza of brei rub, seemingly because he's chayish that maybe the bottle is going to break. That he is chayish l'misa. So says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Taimud Rabbi Yehuda lav mishum dechayish lebekiyas hanoit. You were assuming that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow this eitza of breira to retroactively be mafresh the chumas and meisers is because he's chayish that maybe the bottle will break before he gets the chance matzei Shabbos to actually separate the chumas and meisers. And we'll see soon why maybe we thought that was Rabbi Yehuda's reason in Havamina. But says the Gemara, that's not the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, rather, Rabbi Yehuda's reason for not allowing this eitza is simply because mishum delesle breira. It's because he doesn't hold of breira. It's not because he's chayshesh that the bottle will break. He doesn't hold fundamentally. He's against this eitza. He doesn't hold that you could take off trumas and meisers matzah Shabbos and will view that retroactively that was always the truma and the meiser and the part that you were drinking was the chulin. If you designate truma and meiser in this bottle, so the whole thing's just one big mix. And when you're drinking, you're possibly drinking truma. We can't just separate some wine later and say retroactively, that was always the truma part. That's why he's against this eitza. Not because he's chayish that maybe the bottle will break, it's simply because he's fundamentally against the principle of breira, that's why he was against this eitza. Fract the Gemara, v'lechayish Rabbi Yehuda lebekiyas hanoid. You mean to tell me Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is not because he's chayish for the bottle breaking? Look at the seifa of the Braisa. The seifa of the Braisa seems to imply that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda not allowing this eitza by the wine is because he's chayish that the bottle will break. Amru loy Rabbi Meir, the Braisa in the end says, in the Seifa it says, that they said to Rabbi Meir, they referring to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, who all did not approve of this eitza, they said to Rabbi Meir, Iyata Maida Shemi Yibaka Hanoid, how are you doing this eitza of separating the Truma and the Meiser, and then Matzei Shabbos you're going to physically take it off? You're not chayshish that maybe the bottle will break? V'nim sezeh shayis etfalun l'mafreya, and it's going to come out in l'mafreya, this person was eating tevel, you're not chayshish for that? V'amar luhu, and Rabbi Meir said back to them, lichshi baka. Now when it breaks, I'll deal with that. Meaning to say, I'm not chayish that it's going to break. Like we saw, Rabbi Meir will say that you could give it to a shomer. I'm not chayish it's going to break. But what you see from the kasha that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Meir, it's mechlal the chayish Rabbi Huda lebekiyas hanoid. It's mashma that Rabbi Huda is chayish lebekiyas hanoid. And he even questioned Rabbi Meir for not being chayish lebekiyas hanoid. He said, how could you not be chayish for that? So says the Gemara, no. Really, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda not allowing this eitza is because of breira, not because he's chayish lebekiyas hanoid. Rather, Hasam Rabbi Yehuda who dekamar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda was talking to Rabbi Meir, and he was saying like this: Lididi lesli breira. I don't hold a breira. That's why this eitza is not negeya to me because I don't hold a breira. El lididach. But even according to you, that you do hold a breira, diyesh breira iyata ma'ida deshami yibaka hanoid. You don't hold that maybe the barrels, maybe the bottles bottle will break. And Amar Leidich Shibaka, and Rameir said, no, I'm not Choshesh. When it breaks, I'll deal with it, which is another way of saying, I'm not Choshesh for that. But it comes out that really Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning for not allowing this Eitzah is not because he was Chayesh at the bat, that the bottle was going to break. He was asking Rabbi Meir that. Rabbi Meir, L'chayre, he's Chayesh L'misa. He should be Chayesh that the bottle was going to break. But Rabbi Yehuda himself is not Chayesh the bottle is going to break. The reason why he didn't hold of this Eitzah is simply because he doesn't hold of Breira. So therefore, there's no stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayesh L'misa. That's why he allows a person to use an animal for the wall of the sukkah. The reason why he didn't allow for this Eitzah by the case of the wine is simply because he doesn't hold of Breira. Comes out from the sugya, from the word, from you see from the Gemara, it seems to be mavur that lemaisa, if what will happen if the bottle does break? Not chayish that's going to break, our chayish that's going to break. Lemaisa, what happens if the bottle does break? So we say it comes out that when he made kiddush Friday night, when he was drinking from the bottle, he was drinking tevel. That seems to be clear from the Gemara that when he comes out the lemafre, if it does break, it comes out that he drank tevel. We just don't have to be chayishinim. We're not chayishish for that. But that is what the halacha will be if the barrel breaks. Now this is something that Rosh Hashanah Zalman points out because Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, he writes this in Ma'adni Eretz, in the Sefer on Hilchos, on the Halachos of Hilchos Trumais, in Chelik Beis. He writes over there, I believe it's in Shara Shlishi. He brings a practice of Rav David Baran. Rav David Baran was one of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim from the previous generation. I believe he was even the Rebbe of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Rebbe of Rav Sarai Deblitzky, Rav Chaim Noah, and many other Gedolim. He was the Rebbe. This was Rav David Baran. And anyway, so Rav Shlomo Zalman brings that Rav David Baran had a practice. What was his practice? He was very bothered. He lived in Yerushalayim, and he saw that there were many people that weren't taking off Trumas and Maaseros. There were many people that were not religious, and they weren't taking off Trumas and Maaseros. They were eating tevel. And he didn't. And it bothered him that people were eating tevel. So he came up with an Eitzah. He was going to take off Trumas and Maaseros from all the produce in Eretz Yisrael. How was he going to do that? He figured like this. When a person eats fruits and vegetables, there's always has to be at least a minor amount that goes to waste. There's a minor amount that gets thrown out in the garbage, a minor amount that's stuck to the peel. Whatever it is, there's always a little bit that doesn't get eaten. So instead of David Baran like this, I'm going to designate, and he did this, he said he made, took off Truma and Meiser, he designated mentally or verbally designated in everybody's produce in the entire Eretz Yisrael, he says, 1%, 2% is Truma. He's designated Meiser. He designated Trumas Meiser. He designated all the proper Trumas and Meisers that the person has to separate. Now, nothing was Tevel anymore. Everything now was Chulin. There's also Truma mixed in, but everything was Chulin. There wasn't Tevel anymore. Ah, so now, the person who eats the fruit, he's gonna be eating Truma and Meiser. So first of all, Meiser, there's nothing awesome about eating Meiser. The problem was out to Truma. Said Rav David Baran, no, because being that there's always a little bit that's going to go to waste, he said, I'm going to designate it that the part that goes to waste, that's the truma. I'll use Breira to make it that the part that goes to waste, mamash, like this case of the wine, the part that I take off Matzei Shabbos retroactively, that should be the truma. Said Rav David Baran, the part of the fruits and vegetables that go to waste and end up in the garbage, that should be l'mafreya, that should be the truma. That was Rav David Baran's Eitzah to save all of Klal Yisrael from stumbling from the Isser of Tevel, Achilas Truma. Everyone would be eating proper peiros and yirakos mesukanin, proper fixed fruits and vegetables. However, said Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes that l'chayr from our sugya, it seems like this Eitzah doesn't work. Because you see from this sugya, what happens if the bottle cracks? The Gemara seems to be mavur that if the bottle cracks, it comes out that when the person drank wine Friday night, he was drinking tevel. And the question is why? Why do we view it like he was drinking tevel? So what if Matzah Shabbos, he never got the chance to actually physically separate the truma with intentions? But if the bottle breaks, that means the wine went to waste. The wine fell out and the wine went away. So that wine that falls away, that should be the truma. Why don't we say that wine which falls away is the truma? So said Rav Shlomo Zalman, evidently what you see from this sugya is that such a hafrasha doesn't work. You see that you could only say breira if it's a davar hamivur. It has to be something clear. It has to be that the Matzei Shabbos, you take away a specific part. But being that if a bottle breaks, it's just that the wine just went away. There's no specific part that you're looking at and saying that this is the truma, so then we can't apply breira. And therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman questioned this eitz of Rav David Baran that maybe perhaps it doesn't work to separate truma in such a way, because it's not going to be a clearly definitive chelik which is designated then retroactively as truma. It's unbelievable that you see the way Rav David Baran, the way he was thinking. He wanted to save Klal Yisrael, and he came up with an eitz. Okay, it's a shaila if the eitz works or not, but you see the way a gadol thinks. Says the Gemara Vayter. So again, it comes out according to Rabbi Meir, though, the way Rabbi Meir learns the machloikas about whether or not, the way Abaye learns the machloikas or Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about whether or not you could use an animal for the wall of the sukkah, is that Rabbi Meir is chayish lemisa, he's chayish that the behemah will die, therefore you cannot use a behemah for the wall of the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you could use a behemah for the wall of the sukkah, clearly Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lemisa. So says the Gemara, is that really true? V'lei chayish Rabbi Yehuda lemisa, is that really true that Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lemisa? It wasn't so long ago that we were learning Maseches Yuma. The very first Mishnah Maseches Yuma says, but tonight we learned in the Mishnah, the very first Mishnah Maseches Yuma, it says Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, af isha acharas maskinen loy shemet Thomas ishtoy. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda here in Sukkah. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda there in Yuma. There in Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda says that not only do we appoint a backup Kohen Gadol because of a chashash that maybe the Kohen Gadol will become Tameh, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that we also prepare a backup wife. We prepare a backup wife because maybe the wife of the Kohen Gadol is going to die and the Kohen Gadol needs to be married to perform the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So said Rabbi Yehuda, we prepare a backup wife. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lemisa. He's chayish that maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die. So it's a stira. Is Rabbi Yehuda chayish lemisa or is he not chayish lemisa? Says the Gemara, ha'itmar Allah. No, we already said to explain that sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Amar Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, it was a maila asu b'kapara. It was a maila that they did with regards to kapara. That really Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lemisa. That's why he allows a person to use a behemoth as the wall of the sukkah, because he's not chayish that the behemoth is going to die. We're asking that in Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda says that we appoint a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol. So you see, he's chayshish that the Kohen Gadol's wife's gonna die. It's not because he was really chayshish, that was just because of a maila, because of the greatness of the day of Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yehuda said to be chayshish for something which we're not normally chayshish for. So really Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamisa. Specifically, by Yom Kippur, he was chayish lamisa, he went above and beyond what we're normally chayish for. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Bein leman da amar shema tamos. Bein leman da amar shema tivrach. It comes out though, bein according to Abaye, bein according to Rabbi Zeira, whether the reason for Rabbi Meir not allowing a behema to be used as the wall of the sukkah, whether or not it's because of a chashash that the behema is going to die, like Abaye said, or because of a chashash that the behema will run away, like Rabbi Zeira said, it comes out that midah raisa mechitza ma'al yohi. Really, midah raisa, it's a good mechitza. It was all just v'rabanan who did gazruba. It was all just a chashash d'rabanan, a gzeira d'rabanan, not to use a wall that's made from a behemah. If you make a wall out of a behemah, to view the behemah like it's not there, because it might run away, it might die and go away. And being that it might not be always a kosher wall, so we view it right now like it's not even there, like it's not a wall. But that was all Gzeira de Rabbanan. That's what comes out, being according to Abaye and being according to Rabbi Zeira. Frak de Gemara, El Me'ata, if that's true though, that really Midah Raisa, it is there. It's only Midah Rabbanan that we view it like it's not there. So if so, Rabbi Meir, Tatami Mishum Goylu, if a person uses the behema to as a covering for a kever or for the aron of a mace, so it should be have the tumah, tumas gailo. There's a certain tumah of the thing that's used as the covering for the kever. So a behema which is used as a covering, being that midah raisa, it is there. It's only midah rabbanan that we say shema tivrach shema tamos. But midah raisa, it's completely there. So if so, it should get this tumah of the gailo. We can't use a chashash to make a kula. A chashash could tell us to be machmir, to say that it's not considered a wall by sukkah. It can't tell you a kula that doesn't have tumas gailo. Alama tanan. So why is it that we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda metame mishum gailo of Rabbi Meir metayer? That Rabbi Yehuda says that a behemah which is used as a covering does get the tumah, and Rabbi Meir is metayer. Why is every mayor metayer? Midaraisa, it's a good wall. Midaraisa, it's completely there. Really bad, so we could have asked, Rashi points out, from the Braisa. We'd rather ask in the Mishnah. But we mentioned this also earlier on Chav Gimel and Aleph, that Rabbi Meir says that the Behema is not metame Mishum Goylo. The question is why not? So says the Gemara, everything we learned now for the last daf and a half, that the reason for Rabbi Meir is because of Shema Tivrach, Shema Tomus, because of this Kasha, we have to erase all of that. Rather, says the Gemara, El Amr of Achav Yaakov, it wasn't because of a chashash derabanan of Shema Tamos. It wasn't because of a chashash derabanan because of Shema Tivrach. It was a din da'araisa, that for something to be a mechitza mida'araisa, it has to be that it doesn't use ruach to hold it up. Any mechitza shaymedes beruach, that it requires ruach to hold it up in place, Rabbi Meir holds that that's not considered a mechitza. And therefore a behema, which requires its ruach chayim, it requires the life force of the behema to hold it up. If it's not alive, if it doesn't have its ruach, it falls down and it dies. So therefore, that's not a mechitza. That's Rabbi Meir shita, and therefore it's also, when it comes to the tum of gailo, it's not going to be a gailo, because it's not a mechitza. Midaraisa, it's not a mechitza. Anything that requires Ruachayim to hold it up in place, it's not considered a mechitza. Or Ikadarmi, some say a different version, that Amr of Achaber Yaakov, a similar pshat, that Ksever Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Kol mechitza she'ena asuya bidei adam eina mechitza. Again, it's a din daraisa, that Rabbi Meir holds that any mechitza which isn't made by a man, it's not considered a mechitza. A mechitza has to be made by a person. Or at least Taisus and Erevin says, has to have the ability to have been made by a person, even though sometimes we find mechitzas that are not man-made, and that they count as mechitzas. Tosfos in Erevin on Tesvavim and Aleph explains, it means, Rabbi Meir over here means, it has to be a mechitza that you could make, that is possible to make it al yedei a person. An animal, you cannot make al yedei adam. A person can't create an animal, and therefore, that's not considered a mechitza. Midaraisa, and that's why it doesn't have the tumah by Goylo, because it's midaraisa that it's not a mechitza. So again, two versions of either that anything that requires ruach to hold it up, that's not a mechitza, or anything which can't be made by a person, that's not a mechitza. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two mahalchim, whether it's because of aymedes beruach, or eina asuya bidei adam, whether it requires ruach to hold it up, or it has to be that a person is able to create it? Says the Gemara, ikabinayu, the nafkamina will be, the oikma benoid tafuach. If let's say you have a wall that's being held up, I guess it's a little bit of a weak wall, and it's being held up by a balloon, by a blown up balloon, so it's, the balloon is holding up the wall, there's ruach that's holding up the wall. If you hold like the first pshat, that any time you have a mechitza that's being held up by the with ruach, it's not considered a mechitza, so then this is not considered a mechitza, because this is being held up by ruach. It's being held up by the balloon. However, according to the man da'amar who says that it's only not considered a mechitza if it's not possible to make it ayudei a person, in this case, the mechitza was made bidei Adam, and therefore it would be considered a good mechitza. So this case of the balloon would be the nafkamina. It's interesting, for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't just talk about using a balloon as a mechitza. You just talk about using a balloon. It's only a mechitza because the air is holding it up. It's holding it in place. For whatever reason, the Gemara discusses a nafkamina of a case of a wall that's being held up by the balloon. For whatever reason that is. But either way, that would be the nafkamina. We'll stop here, but we'll just mention an interesting nekuda. The Rambam, when it comes to halach l'maisa with all of this, whether or not we're chay shlamisa or not chay shlamisa, the Rambam seems to be filled with stiras. The Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, in Perek Dalid, and Halacha Tes Zayin, over there the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person could use an animal as the wall of the sukkah. That seems to be clear, that if you hold that you could use an animal for the wall of the sukkah, it means you don't have a chashash of misa. So that means clearly the Rambam is passing that we're not Chayish L'Misa. However, in Hilchos Nezirus, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, the Lacha Mishnah points out, in Hilchos Nezirus, over there, that the Rambam says to himself, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet of Nezirus, the Rambam paskins that if a person is makabel on himself, that he's going to be a Nazir, Shoa Achas Kaidem Misasai, a moment before his death, he's going to be a Nazir. So the Rambam says that right away he's a Nazir, because we're fearful that any moment might be the moment before he dies. So we are Chayish L'Misa. This might be the moment before he dies. And therefore, says the Rambam, he's a Nazir right away. He has to act as if he's a Nazir right away, because we're chayish that this might be the moment before he dies. So it's the stira. The Rambam paskens you could use a behema, mashmi is not chayish lamisa, but then he says that he's a Nazir right away, that he is chayish lamisa. Another stira. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas and Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, over there, he paskens that if a man gives his wife a get, and he says it's chal, and she's a Bas Yisrael, he's a Kayin, so she's eating Truma, and he gives her a get, and he says that the get's chal a moment before I die, so says the Rambam, that she has to stop eating Truma, because we're chayish, that maybe this is the moment before he dies, since this might be the moment before he dies, so she has to stop eating Truma, she might be divorced, so she can't eat Truma. So the Rambam is chayish lamisa, but then the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, over there he paskins that we don't set up a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol. Mashma that he's not Chayish Lamisa. He goes like the Chachamim, that we don't appoint a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol. Obviously, he's not Chayish Lamisa. So the Rambam seems to be filled with stiras whether or not we're Chayish Lamisa or not. He says that you could use the behema for the wall of the sukkah. He says that we don't appoint a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol. That's mashmi is not chayish lamisa. But then he says that the person's a nazir right away, and the lady has to stop eating truma right away. Mashmi that we are chayish lamisa. So says the Aruch Lanier over here on Chavdal and Aleph. The Aruch Lanier says that it depends. The Rambam Shita is that it depends on whether or not there's a defined period of time or not. Or when it comes to a defined period of time, it doesn't matter how long it is, it could be 10 years, but any time that there's a defined period of time, so then the Rambam holds that we're not Chayish Lamisa. To say that this person's going to die in that specific, in that defined period of time, that we're not Chayish Lamisa. But eventually, in a person's lifetime, he will die. And therefore, if there's no defined period of time, so then we have to right away be Chayish Lamisa, because we know at one point he's going to die. Says the Aruch Lanier, so therefore it comes out very good. The Rambam by Sukkah says that a person could use a behema for the wall of the Sukkah. We're not Chayish Lamisa because Sukkah is 7 days. In order for us to be Chayish, it's 7 days of, if it's a period of 7 days, so therefore we're not Chayish Lamisa. It's a defined period of time. We don't have to be Chayish that the behema is going to die punk during these 7 days. And similarly, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we don't have to appoint a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol because it's only for these 7 days until Yom Kippur. We don't have to be chayshish that over these next 7 days that the wife of the Kohen Gadol is going to die. It's a defined period of time. Therefore, we're not chayshish lamisa. However, by the halacha, by the nazir, or by the husband who gave his wife to the get, being that it's not limited to a defined period of time, it's a moment before he dies, he's a nazir. It's a moment before he dies and he's giving the get to his wife. There's no defined period of time, so then the Rambam holds that in such a case, we're chayshish lamisa. That's how we could get out of the stira in the different psakim of the Rambam.